President Obama and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau finally got together this past week, the first state visit from a Canadian leader here in nearly 20 years. And while the media has had fun describing the visit as a budding bromance, Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer says there was substance to the meeting.
It's easy to just look at the pictures, which were hugs and smiles, the fashion statements, and the incredible burst of publicity for the new prime minister on both sides of the border. But you don't want to overlook the fact that amid all the snapshots and photo ops and videos, they actually got a fair amount of business done. I think this is a good example when you've got two leaders who are on roughly the same wavelength. They get work done. So full credit to both leaders. They made an agreement to try to solve the Canada-U.S. softwood lumber dispute, long-running, in 100 days. They made an agreement to work together to reduce methane emissions, which is the worst of the greenhouse gases. They made an agreement to expedite the movement of people and goods across the border. And even though they've had some disagreement about Canada's contribution to the fight against ISIS, there's an agreement there to work together. So I would count it as not just a positive in the obvious sort of publicity realm. I think these two leaders actually got a fair amount of work done.
On another subject, Vaughn, I knew that we've talked about this, that Vancouver has gotten more expensive to live, as has Seattle. But I read this week, first of all, how expensive, and that Vancouver is losing its young people to the real estate run-up. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Bill, look, in shorthand terms, housing prices are, even when you allow for the currency change and all that and the taxes, housing prices are about double in Vancouver what they are in Seattle. And people are finding it just impossible.
I read that the typical single-family house is $960,000 American?
Yes, versus, say, $500,000 in Seattle, I think, for the equivalent housing. And they're not building anymore, right? I mean, they're tearing down single-family dwellings in Vancouver and putting up townhouses and condominiums. That's the drift in the world. Of course, they're not making any more land either. And the city is constricted by mountains and water and parks and all that. So there's an awful lot of finger-pointing going on in the region right now, Bill. Local governments are saying the national government and the provincial government isn't doing enough to crack down on foreign buyers and real estate speculation, and the senior governments are saying that the local governments are charging way too much to developers in terms of development fees, driving up the cost of housing, and not expediting approval of the kind of housing projects that might take some of the pressure off the market. So it's a very, very tough time to be thinking of buying in Vancouver. I think a lot of people are just going, they're going to pass on it for now and hope that it turns out to be a housing bubble that'll burst one of these days.
I even read that the average Vancouver condo is costing $334,000 American dollars now, and that a lot of youngsters are moving to Victoria, which used to be known as a place for newlyweds and nearly deads.
That's where I live, Bill, and I can tell you housing prices are going up dramatically here in Victoria as well, so I don't know how much pressure we're going to be able to take off the market. The typical young working family in British Columbia, if they do own a place, one of them is working full-time just to service the mortgage, and both of them are praying that interest rates don't increase because, of course, that will affect housing affordability even more.
And finally, Vaughn, in the ongoing sewage fight between Washington State and British Columbia, there is movement.
So to speak. They've now decided that they are going to build not one, but two sewage treatment plants. And one of them, I assure you, is at the end of my block. It is going to be right out there at Clover Point, the scenic waterfront of Victoria. We are assured, don't worry, it won't smell unless the wind is blowing towards you, which of course never happens. I expect, Bill, that there is an ugly mob, even as I speak, gathering torches and tar and feathers in my neighborhood to oppose the plan. I am not going to protest, having complained for so many years about Victoria's inability to get going on this thing. I think they should build a sewage treatment plant, even if it is in my backyard.
Again, this is the sewage being pumped by the many, many gallons into a Strait of Juan de Fuca, and we'll see about the torch-wielding mobs and what actually happens in this years-long dispute. Vaughn Palmer from Vancouver Sun, always good to talk with you, and thank you.
Bye-bye, Bill.